Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A woman at least a dozen times over a four-hour period last Friday. That's what prosecutors alleged at an arraignment hearing earlier today. According to prosecutors, the woman told police that Bird, who played collegiately out at Cal, he strangled her and threw her against the wall after they got into an argument at Bird's residence. She said Bird would strangle her until she went limp, allow her to catch her breath, and begin choking her again. She also said that he kicked her multiple times in the stomach, dragged her away from the door when she tried to leave before shutting her into a bathroom. The woman told police she was able to leave after Bird passed out with seizure-like symptoms. So it sounds like he got messed up in some way, mm-hmm. I would assume, and then just went absolutely bananas on this young woman. And he's in jail. I think like bail is at 50, like it's 100,000, 50,000 of it's got to be done in cash. I don't know what the status is there. I haven't seen the update late this afternoon, but I mean, it's a guy who is a member of the ball. He's an NBA player, and you are done now. Like, even if, and it seems to be true, but even if like only part of this is true, you are done. You cannot recover from this. Can you imagine throwing your entire career away, strangling a woman for 4 hours?
No, it sounds like there might have been some drug stuff if there's seizures and all this other thing going on.
Yeah, I would assume so, but my God, what an awful story. I mean, listen, all of these stories are awful stories.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one punch is an awful story.
It's all bad.
One shove, one choking incident is all awful stories, but 4 hours of just beating the crap out of a girl? 4 hours? Like, my God. And so, listen, innocent till proven guilty and all that, but he don't sound like the best dude in the world.
Story number three.
So Drew Brees was asked on a conference call about Baker Mayfield, the Cleveland Browns rookie who was the number one pick in the draft. And among other things, Drew Brees said, I think he can be a lot better than me. He said he's got all the tools. He's more athletic than I am. He can probably run around better than I can. He's got a stronger arm than I have. And I guess I'll accept all of that is true. Drew Brees probably knows more about his arm than I do and Baker Mayfield's arm than I do. But I would say here's where, and this might just be him being nice. Mm-hmm. You know, he might not actually believe it. You know, sometimes quarterbacks, veteran quarterbacks, are offended by the young guys, like Ben Roethlisberger sometimes is. But, like, Drew Brees might just be like, hey, everybody's great. Right. And he might be great. He could just be being nice. But here's where I think the logic falls apart a little bit. I mean, again, can be better than me. I mean, I guess he can be. I wouldn't rule it out. But it's certainly unlikely because Drew Brees is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Like, he's done things in the NFL that nobody else has ever done. He's got a Super Bowl. He's going into the Hall of Fame. To be better than Drew Brees, you got to be one of the very best quarterbacks in the history of the sport. I just bet against it blindly with everybody.
Right.
But just having all the tools we should know by now does not guarantee anything. You can be more athletic than Drew Brees. You can be taller than Drew Brees. You can run around better than Drew Brees. You can have a stronger arm than Drew Brees. But if you can't play the position, you can't play the position.
Right.
Like, there's a long list of guys who are bigger, faster, more athletic, better arms than Drew Brees. I bet you Paxton Lynch is all those things.
I was thinking that while you were saying that.
I bet you Paxton Lynch is. He's undeniably taller.
Taller.
He's got a bigger arm.
Yeah.
I bet he can move around better than Drew Brees. That's one of the things that made Paxton very good.
Yep.
And yet can't play the position.
No.
Can't play the position. You got to be able to process the information for the position. And if you can't do that, all the other stuff does not matter. It's why it's the hardest thing to try to find in professional sports in this country a quality starting quarterback, because you can look the part and make all the throws and have the arm, but if you can't, when the ball snapped in a matter of milliseconds, know where the ball's got to be and then get it there, the other stuff just does not matter, and it never has.
Story number four.
WNBA finals are over.
I'm sorry, Gary. I know you've really been into this series.
I have. I'll be honest, I lost a little interest after the semifinals because it did feel like this was probably going Seattle's way, even though I wanted the Mystics to win because I bumped into them in Atlanta a few weekends ago.
Yeah.
Then I became a little bit of a Washington Mystics fan, but they got swept. They lost the two games out in Seattle, and then they came back home to Fairfax, Virginia last night, and they got run off the court.
You
basically
thought that they would at least, you know, maintain a little bit of
have some pride.
Yeah, have some pride. At least pull one out.
Have some pride. Where's your heart at?
Where's your heart? No heart for the Mystics.
Have some pride. Where's your heart at?
Really sad.
Get
Gary.
Swept.
On your home floor.
And it happens on your home floor.
That's
where's
awful.
Your heart
no
at,
heart.
Mystics?
No heart.
Where's your heart at? So the WNBA Finals are over. Congrats to the Seattle Storm. I believe that's their third WNBA championship in franchise history. Jeff Calkins up next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is the hottest new restaurant and event venue in Memphis and a great place to watch football near the University of Memphis campus. Place is amazing, has more than 30 big screens so you can watch whatever game you want to watch, all while grubbing on Cajun food and wings that are top shelf. Daily drink specials are available. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 4 to 9. Ladies night is Thursday, and Sunday they have the bluegrass brunch, which is always fun. It's never too early to start booking your holiday parties, so go ahead and do that and go get your fill of fun food and football at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on the web, thebluffmemphis.com.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Rev up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 21st through the 23rd at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Take a test drive right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
This is Mike Norvell, head football coach at the University of Memphis, encouraging you to support a local business that supports our athletic department. And that business is Platinum Jewelers. It's where I shop, and for two reasons. First, it's close to campus, which is obviously convenient. But the other reason, and the main reason, is because Platinum Jewelers has the best quality and the best prices in the area. Platinum Jewelers specializes in custom engagement rings, wedding sets, eternity bands, pendants, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, basically anything you can imagine. They sell several brands of luxury watches, including pre-owned Rolexes. They buy men's women's Rolex watches, and I'm not the only person connected to the Memphis football program who shops there. So does D'Angelo Williams, and so does Stephen Kaskowski. There are two locations in the Memphis area, one at 545 Perkins Extended, basically at Poplar and Perkins Extended. That's the one near our campus, just 2 miles away. They have a new location coming soon to 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. So where are you going next time you need to purchase jewelry for any occasion? The answer should be Platinum Jewelers, a proud sponsor of the University of Memphis. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and also the web at PlatinumJewelers.com.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, Call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Real men in the area share their thoughts about dealing with erectile dysfunction.
Before I visited the Memphis Men's Clinic, I had the same feelings about my ED as everyone. Insecurity, fear, anxiety, shame, depression. I felt like I just wasn't as much man as I used to be. I'll tell you, it seems like ED doesn't have boundaries. At some point, it affects all men in some form or fashion. It doesn't mean you're any less of a man. It just means you have ED.
Lou tried wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic, the most advanced, non-invasive ED treatment available.
After my visit, there was a massive difference. The results were there immediately, and I'm back to a more regular sex life again.
Be like over 10,000 men in Memphis who have taken control of their ED by calling the Memphis Men's Clinic. Call today to schedule a $99 office visit. 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
I got to tell you, I thought I was out of the game, but the personalized treatment I received from the Memphis Men's Clinic changed everything.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so that you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo, fueling good.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Gotta scream at the top of your lungs just to get out what you want them to hear. Don't you know where I'm coming from?
Memphis hosting Georgia State tomorrow at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. The person going to be handling sideline duty on that game, Olivia Harlan Decker. She's going to join me in the next segment. We'll get her thoughts on the Tigers. That'll be around 5:25. But right now, is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, is Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So, if you dialed up any of your children and said, hey, Mick Jagger's in town, would they know what you're talking about?
I think Ben would know who Mick Jagger is. I think that's pretty clear. I don't know that the other two would even know who Mick Jagger is.
It's funny because he's obviously in town. The picture started circulating last night. He was at Sun Studio with Jerry Lee Lewis. We now know why he was here. John Bifus, Commercial Pill, reported it. He's doing some scouting work for a movie that is expected to be made on Sam Phillips' life, and Leonardo DiCaprio is supposedly going to star in it. So that's the reason he was here. But one of my buddies, he's got a girlfriend, and she's 24 years old. And he said, hey, did you hear Mick Jagger's in town? She said, who's Mick Jagger? And what's interesting about that is that when I was growing up, there was no scenario where you could be 24 years old or 16 years old and not know who Mick Jagger is, because Mick Jagger was the front man of the Rolling Stones. And if you listen to Pearl Jam or Nirvana or Guns N' Roses or any sort of rock music, it led you to listening to the older rock music. That's how you got into Led Zeppelin. It's how you got into the Rolling Stones. It's how you got into the Beatles, so on and so forth. But young people these days do not listen to rock music at all. It's all hip-hop. And so if you're not listening to any current rock music, you're probably not listening to any older rock music. And we've got a whole generation of people who don't know who Mick Jagger is.
And do you think, by the way, that applies to do they not know who Paul McCartney is?
I think young people, here's the deal. Okay, after he told her, Mick Jagger's the front man of the Rolling Stones. Like, what are you talking about? She said, oh, Jagger from that Maroon 5 song. To the extent people know Jagger, it was because he was referenced in a Maroon 5 song within the past few years. Same thing with Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney was referenced by Ray Shrimmert in the Black Beatles song, and that became a big hit, and they name-dropped John Lennon, they name-dropped Paul McCartney. And so that exposed Paul McCartney's name to young people. And then he did a song in 2015 with Kanye West and Rihanna, and that exposed him to young people. In fact, the biggest hit Paul McCartney has had in the past 35 years is 4 or 5 seconds, a song that he did with Kanye West and Rihanna. So, like, that's the thing. Unless you are somehow name dropped in that world or a part of that world, they don't know you anymore.
It's an interesting thing. I do think at some point, like, I didn't listen to Sinatra per se, right? But I knew who Sinatra was. Now, at some point, you go back and before that, like Benny Goodman is like before that. Do you know who Benny Goodman? At some point, you're just lost to history, right? I mean, Beethoven and Mozart, people still have a vague sense of who they are, probably. But I think you're right. Some of it is because it's not rock music, because it's rap. But I think some of it's just literally the passage of time. Like once you get 50 years, I mean, so I was listening to music in the 70s, okay? So 50 years earlier, that's when I was listening to the most music of my life, was in the 1970s. Do I know what the hell was going on in the 1920s? No idea what they were listening to in the 1920s. When did you listen to the most music of your life? What's the apex of your youth listening to music? What decade?
It would be the 90s.
Okay. So do you know what the heck was going on in the 1940s?
I'm not too familiar with the 40s.
Right. So why would anyone we're practically to 2020. Why would anyone right now know what was happening? That would be like you knowing what was going on in the 40s, in the 40s, and me knowing what was going on in the 20s.
Except I'm not sure it would be because like rock music didn't come until like the Elvis Presley thing, the Beatles thing, which are two significant things in music history, did not come until later. I think it's perfectly reasonable.
There was music before that, though. The point is music has changed, and so one era doesn't know what the other 50 years, what the other person was listening to 50 years earlier. Music changes all the time. Changed from big band to rock to rap to whatever. And why should you know what the hell was going on 50 years earlier unless you're a student of it? Unless it's sampled somewhere.
I would just assume the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, specifically those two, I would assume they last forever.
It is fine, though. Why should they last forever any more than what was happening in the 1920s last forever?
Because of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
But maybe that's your bias because they mean something to you. But, I mean, my parents would say, it's Benny Goodman, for heaven's sakes. How can anyone ever forget Benny Goodman or whoever it was? It's no different. Why is it any different? Why is the biggest star of the 20s any bigger than different stars of the 60s except for it was 40 years earlier?
Because the biggest star in the 60s was a bigger star than the biggest star in the 20s. That's undeniable.
Why? Because it's worldwide?
Because of television? Because of, the Beatles were bigger than anything we'd ever seen.
They were bigger in a certain way. Were they bigger than Beethoven?
I think the Beatles are bigger than Beethoven.
It seems to me, the world is smaller, and so more people know things and whatever. They certainly sold more records, but they probably sold more records because there are more people. There's a lot more people in the world than there were in the 1920s. It seems to me, I don't know, like, is today's athlete bigger than Joe Louis was, once upon a time? I don't necessarily think so just because there's Twitter. I think it's just that was that athlete. Is Babe Ruth not as big as Michael Jordan? Like, why is the biggest musician any different? I think Babe Ruth was just as big as Michael Jordan or whatever. I just think it's time passes and you forget. So you might remember one person. You might remember Babe Ruth from that era. But all the other great baseball players, you fade. Because time marches on, baby. We're all forgotten.
Okay.
That's the way it works.
Okay,
ash
fine.
To ash, dust to dust.
Fine, I'll accept most of that, but here's what I would say. Mick Jagger is Babe Ruth. Paul McCartney's Babe Ruth.
I don't know that Mick Jagger's Babe Ruth. I think the Beatles might be Babe Ruth. The Beatles are much bigger than Mick Jagger, don't you think?
I mean,
Jagger's cool. Like, he's really cool. Like, that picture was cool, man. Like, but don't you think it's not even close? McCartney and the Beatles and Jagger?
I think undeniably the Beatles are bigger than the Stones, but the Stones have lasted a lot longer. Like, the Beatles, if you go back and look at it, is a pretty short period of time.
Yes. Oh, no question. They hung on. They've hung on a long time. They lasted a lot longer.
Whereas the Stones are still touring. Like, if you want to go see the Stones later on this year, there's probably somewhere you can get that done.
I'm not sure that makes them bigger, though. I think it just makes them.
No, older. I don't think they're bigger. I just think that they've as a band, as an entity, they've lasted way longer, obviously, than the Beatles. How about this? So when I was in high school, the Stones played the Liberty Bowl. And me and my buddy, Aaron Lawson, decided to go. And so we're walking around, and though we weren't the only young people there, the only high school students there, we were on the younger side of the crowd. You know, it was mostly people my parents' age as opposed to people my age. So I'm like 17, 18 years old at this time. And so we stood out a little bit, so much so that a reporter from the Commercial Appeal, like, approached us and said, hey, you know, they were just sort of talking to people who were here to see the Stones. And his question was basically, why are you here? Why did you want to come see the Rolling Stones? You did not grow up with the Rolling Stones. Why are you here to see the Rolling Stones? And I gave, like, some nice quote about, listen, you know, they're legends and one of the greatest acts of all time. And I just think when you have an opportunity to see somebody like that, I actually do believe this still to this day, when you have an opportunity to see somebody like that, you should probably take advantage of it because, like, this might be the last time you ever have a chance to see the Rolling Stones. That was in 1994. You can go see them in 2018 if you want to. That's my quote in the Commercial Appeal. Like, if you've got Nexus Lexus, you could probably pull it up somehow.
I was unaware that you could still go see the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Like, Mick Jagger still gets it. Like, still, you
can
still...
I know he still gets it in a certain way. I know he still performed.
Oh, yes, he still performed. Did you say... How about looking... How unbelievable would it be to look like Mick Jagger at the age of 75? Like, he looks in shape and cool and... I mean, obviously, he's aged. You can see it on his face, but... You got to be among the coolest looking, if not the coolest looking, 75-year-olds on the planet.
I think you have to be. I think we can say that he is probably the coolest 75-year-old on the planet. I'm willing to go out on a limb and say there is no 75-year-old on the planet who is cooler than Mick Jagger.
Talking to Jeff Calkins.
Looks
here.
Cooler is cooler. Yeah, go ahead.
Like, looks cooler is cooler. But yeah, like, here, let me see. Let me see if the Stones do have dates. I bet they do. Maybe we'll go, Jeff, if you want to. Have you ever seen the Stones?
Never seen the Stones.
It's a fun show. Fun show. They got a lot of hits, you know?
They do have a lot of hits.
Let's see.
What's your favorite one?
I like Tumble and Dice is my favorite song.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I love Tumble and Dice.
Sympathy for the Devil is an obviously big one. Yeah. Rolling Stones. Well, where... They have three headlining shows.
I'll tell you, it's fun to even watch those DVDs where they do, like, shows in Cuba and stuff when they did that world tour. Like, they're fun to watch still. He can dance all over the place. He's incredible.
No, he still moves around the stage.
He moves like Jagger.
He moves like Jagger. Being Mick Jagger is awesome.
He still moves like Jagger.
Yeah,
he can still sing the songs. That's the thing. When you go see a legend, can they still sing the songs?
Yeah.
Like McCartney, when he was here a few years ago.
Yeah.
At FedEx Forum, it was like, he can still sing the songs. Like, he can still do this. It was a fun show. You and I went to see Paul Simon at Mud Island several years back, Jeff, and he can still sing.
That's good.
And he sounded like Paul
exactly
Simon.
Exactly like Paul Simon, yeah.
Yeah, he could still sing the songs. On the other side of that is Bob Dylan. You go see Bob Dylan now, he can't sing the songs. He doesn't.
No.
It's cool because it's Bob Dylan. You're looking at Bob Dylan, but it doesn't sound like Bob Dylan.
Right.
So, but with the Stones, if you can catch them on tour, I'd say go do it. Because just like I told you back in 1994, you never know when it'll be the last your last opportunity to see the Rolling Stones. All right, Calkins, I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. When we come back, Olivia Harlan Decker is going to be a sideline reporter for tomorrow night's Memphis, Georgia State game at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. She's going to join me right after this break.
It's GP and Easterwood live and uncensored with no delay button at the Bluff on Highland, presented by Supercuts, Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, and Doc's Wine, Spirits, and More.
September 28th is the night. Easterwood on stage at the Bluff. Looking forward to seeing you.
Also presented by Nexair.
You want to sit up there and just drink and talk stupid like we do now, or what?
Yeah, basically.
Parrish and Keith Easterwood, live and uncensored. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to performance starter internet for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Sometimes email is the best way to communicate with your wife during the divorce. It's efficient, it creates a record, and it avoids ugly scenes. On the other hand, because you're on the record, your comments must be tactful and reasonable. Assume your emails will be exhibits at trial. Remember, your goal throughout the process is to project an image of common sense and good faith. The judge should understand that your wife is the source of this needless litigation. You're the good guy, the voice of reason. A related point, be cooperative where you can. Show flexibility regarding non-essential issues. Judges notice this. Besides, save your attorney fees for what's important.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
At Simple Truth, we're proud of what's in our food, like fresh squeezed oranges, grass-fed beef for grilling, and crisp organic greens. It all tastes as good as it sounds. We're also proud of what's not in our food, like GMOs or high prices. Simple Truth, available exclusively at Kroger.
The 10 for 10 sale is on now. Look for the special tags on great items throughout the store and mix and match 10 for $10 with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Come one, come all. The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Landers Center September 20th through September 30th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating rides, scrumptious food, and 8 days of free concerts. Check out MidSouthFair.com for pricing and showtimes.
Grizz Nation, it's time to get loud and get in the game with 2018-19 Grizzly season tickets. Starting at just $9 per game. Guarantee the best seats and the best prices to see your blue-collar Grizz host LeBron James and the Lakers, Steph Curry and the Warriors, and more. Call 901-888-HOOP or click Grizzlies.com.
You might be aware that my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health a couple of years ago, and I cannot recommend that hospital enough. They took such great care of our little Lou and just my family in general. But as I've told you before, even though our situation was an emergency situation, that's why we were at Regional One Health. You do not have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care at Regional One Health. Now, if you are in an emergency situation, that's where you want to be. That's why most people in bad situations end up there, in dicey situations end up there. But again, you don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of Regional One Health, and the East Campus is evidence of that. It's where Susan Edwards works. Now, she's the over at the East Campus, and she works in the imaging center. And what she's able to do with the equipment there is provide an easy option for women to get mammograms. You do not need a referral. You do not even need an appointment. But you do need one, especially if you're a woman 40 or up, because the American College of Radiology recommends annual mammograms for women starting at the age of 40. So if you qualify, if you fit the description I just described, call Regional One's East Campus. You can reach them at 901-515-3600. Make an appointment, 901-515-3600. You don't need a referral. You don't need an appointment, but you can make an appointment at 901-515-3600. Or if you just want to drop in, it's located at the East Campus at 6555 Quince Road. That's right at the Kirby exit of 385. You can learn more on the web, regional1health.org.
Rev up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 21st through the 23rd at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Take a test drive right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tomorrow night, Memphis hosting Georgia State at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Kickoff scheduled for just after 6 o'clock. You can watch the game on ESPN. And if you do, the person you're going to see handling the sideline reporting is ESPN's Olivia Harlan Decker, who joins me now. Olivia, scary. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Everything's all right. Is Memphis treating you okay so far?
Oh, it is. I had a huge lunch today at the One and Only. That is some good barbecue.
Oh, okay. So that's actually not too far from our studio. So I'm glad you got to town safely, that you've already got your barbecue out of the way. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on tomorrow night's game. First thing first, though, because I want to ask you a question just to sort of about your life. I think most people know you're married to former Wisconsin star NBA player Sam Decker, and he's been with the Rockets, with the Clippers, now with the Cavaliers. And I think I saw on your Twitter that you've moved maybe 5 times in the past 16 months or something like that. What's that been like, just bouncing around the country? It sounds stressful.
Oh, it is. And just this week, we moved into our new house in Cleveland. Yeah, he was traded in, early July or late July to the Cavaliers. And we're really, really excited. It's his third team, but the 5 moves is because I was working for the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta. So I moved to Houston, then we moved to a new house in Houston, then we moved to LA, and then we moved to Cleveland, and then we switched houses in Wisconsin too. So that's where you get the 5.
That's tremendous. I'm talking to ESPN's Olivia Harlan Decker. She's on Twitter at @Olivia_Harlan. So as you tweeted yesterday, Georgia State coach Sean Elliott told you that he tore his right bicep last week while fist pumping somebody. How does one tear a bicep while fist pumping? Because I do sometimes fist bump, and I want to make sure I'm being careful.
You should always take precaution,
sure,
when fist bumping. No, we were on the phone the other day, and I was asking him, you know, coach, you get so excited all the time. You're one of the most excitable coaches that we see. Have you ever gotten injured? Because I've covered games where Dan Mullen got stitches in one game because he hit his head on the side of one of the benches. He was so excited. It happens more than you think. And I asked him, almost joking, and he said, well, yeah, you'll never believe it. Last week, after celebrating that first touchdown, which ended up being their only touchdown, he tore his right bicep. Now, the funny thing about this story is he has a torn left bicep from a college injury that he just never fixed. So right now, he's literally bicep-less. It's crazy.
Talking to Olivia Harlan Decker on Twitter, @Olivia_Harlan. He sounds like an entertaining guy. You mentioned you spent some time with him on a call. What did he tell you, if anything, concerns him most about coming and playing this Memphis football team?
I think, obviously, Darrell Henderson is on anyone's radar when facing the Tigers. He was their offense last week. He accounted for all 3 touchdowns. And he's also dangerous in the pass game. He had a receiving touchdown week 1. So this is a guy who you've got to look out for. And his yardage, it's in these big chunks. So his average per carry is kind of skewed. He's averaging, I think, over 13 yards a carry right now. But that was from a couple of really, really big touchdown runs from last week. So when you're facing Memphis, you look at the running back, and their offense kind of goes to them. And then Brady White is finding his spot, too, the quarterback from Memphis. He's kind of dealing with a rolled ankle issue, and that hindered him a little bit last week. But in terms of just smart quarterback, a quarterback that'll take care of the ball, he's not going to put it in harm's way. In fact, his only interception so far was on a Hail Mary pass to end the first half last week. And coaches are okay with that. You know, you're always going to be okay with that if it's not a game-deciding throw. But I think they know that Memphis is hungry. Memphis is upset about last week's win, and they're not going to let something like that happen again.
Have you had a chance to visit with the Memphis staff yet?
We just did earlier today. They were really wonderful. The two coordinators especially are big personality guys, and you can tell the team takes on their identity. Mike Norvell is my first time meeting him. He's so interesting to talk to, so interesting to listen to, such a smart offensive mind. And I think they just have a lot of good pieces on this team. And I'm thinking mostly of the offense right now, top of mind, speaking of Henderson. And I think they're just coming together. And I think that the three fumbles last week were uncharacteristic. And they were what you can track back the loss to Navy. And coaches are really upset about that. And the coaches take that on themselves. It's a very player-focused group.
You mentioned that the coaching staff was fun to deal with, interesting personalities, big personalities. I'm curious, you end up in a lot of these meetings, with college coaches. Who else stands out, or do you remember being like, that guy seems like a good guy? I won't ask you to name the jerks, but who are some of the other people who have been just cool to deal with?
Oh my gosh, where do I start? It's funny because there are some that are just so buttoned up, just such football guys, and unless you're talking X's and O's, you're not really talking about anything. But then there are the guys who are almost politicians, and that's usually why they ended up as a head coach, who are Mr. Personality. They've got the big shiny white smile. They've got the pretty wife. They've got the whole package, and they could probably run for senator in their state and win. And I definitely have a handful of those. But as you listen to those guys, you got to kind of take what they say with a grain of salt. But today with the Memphis coaches, I felt like we got the football guys, we've got the personality guys, but we are all saying, my crew and I, when we got lunch after, we were all saying there was no BS. There was no coach speak. It was a very direct and candid group.
That's good to hear. I'm talking to ESPN's Olivia Harlan Decker. She's on Twitter at Olivia_Harlan. She's going to be on the sideline tomorrow night at the Liberty Bowl, Memphis, Georgia State. That's on ESPN. Kicks off just a little after 6 o'clock. I want to take you away from the game for a minute and just talk to you about what's been a big topic of conversation in college football. At least it was for a handful of days, a week or so ago. The biggest sideline reporting moment of this season has been the way Nick Saban treated Maria Taylor after Alabama's season-opening win over Louisville. As somebody who does that job, what did you make of the way that went down?
Well, I'll preface this by saying that I had a similar encounter with Nick Saban. If you YouTube Olivia Harlan Nick Saban, you'll find it. I think it's one of the first things that comes up when you type in just my name. But, hey, that's a rite of passage for me. If Nick Saban chews you out, then that means you're really in college football, right? So, I take no offense to it. I think everyone in this position, whether analyst, play-by-play, reporter, beat writer, anyone who deals with this on a regular basis, I think you have a tough skin. You've got to. I think anyone with a Twitter should have a tough skin. But I think both sides, I completely get, when Nick Saban was addressing Maria, he's not just addressing her. He's addressing every reporter who all summer has asked him about his quarterbacks. And he knows what direction he's headed in, and we're starting to see that unfold. But how does he want to disparage Jalen Hurts or create more dissension in the locker room, which we already saw emerging at the end of training camp? So I completely get where he's coming from. He's trying to stick up for his players. He's trying to stick up for his team, show that he will always have their back, which he did in that interview. It came at the expense of Maria Taylor, who is as tough as nails. And I was texting at her right after because I'm just like, oh, the worst part of that is everyone reacting to it for weeks to come and on Twitter that night. And but no, she's fine. And he issued an apology, and I don't think she took any offense.
I thought the most impressive thing about that moment is, like, I do sideline reporting some, not as often as you guys do it. But the last thing you want to do is live on TV get startled or get caught or get stuck.
Yeah.
And she didn't. Like, she there's a million different ways you can react in that moment. And the way that she reacted by just, boom, okay, let's move on. Well, you know, like, she wasn't wide-eyed. She just, like, smooth, let's move on, I thought was pretty impressive, because that's not the easiest situation to find yourself in.
Absolutely. I think you said it perfectly. It is just the shock. You know, had this been a taped interview or something like that, it would have been different. her reaction was the gold standard, and every journalism student should look at that interview.
I'm wrapping up here with Olivia Harlan Decker from ESPN. She's going to be on the sideline tomorrow night, Memphis, Georgia State, at the Liberty Bowl. Kickoff scheduled a little after 6 o'clock. Last thing before I let you go, I gather you're going straight from Memphis down to Starkville, doing Mississippi State, Louisiana on Saturday night. Bulldogs, 2-0, ranked 16th in the AP poll. You're a believer in them?
You know, I think they have a good chance in the West, the SEC West, but I think no one will get past Alabama. Mm-hmm. I think Alabama's never looked better. But I think they're going to have a nice run. I think Joe Moorhead is really changing things around there. He is all about the team and all about the players. And I just think he's shaking things up in the perfect way. Just the fact that he suspended the starting quarterback week one, he suspended the best running back week two because they didn't uphold program standards, that shows that he's not just talk, he's action. And I think he's going to have a lot of success down in Starkville.
That is Olivia Harlan Decker from ESPN. You can follow her on Twitter, @Olivia_Harlan. You're going to see her tomorrow night on the sideline, Memphis, Georgia State, at the Liberty Bowl. Olivia, it's great to catch up with you. Enjoy your time in Memphis, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll see you. Bye-bye. That's Olivia Harlan Decker from ESPN. Like I said, on Twitter, @Olivia_Harlan. Not to circle back to the Maria Taylor stuff, because we talked about that, the Tuesday, I guess, right. It was after we got back in here on that weekend. But, you know, going back and watching that, Saban completely out of line.
Yep.
Completely out of line. And that's why I apologize. Like, if you're Nick Saban, you actually don't have to apologize for anything ever.
Right.
But the fact that he did suggests that even he knew, like, you know, okay, that I didn't handle that moment the way I wanted to handle that moment. Then he can explain why he didn't, and you can accept it or not accept that Maria, by all accounts, did. But the fact that he apologized, I think, highlights that even he knew he was wrong. But Maria, I thought, handled it well. Not so much with what she said. There's nothing wrong with what she said, the next question, but just smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is very easy to be caught off guard, like shocked, I think is the word Olivia used. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I'm on national television. The greatest college football coach of all time is essentially yelling at me and demanding that I quit asking questions about the quarterback. How are, you know, like it can catch
you. Where do
you.
I go from here?
It can catch you.
No, I can see you getting caught.
Because you go, okay, do I need to ask a follow-up question?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or do I need to just move on? And these are things you have to do in real time. And television is tricky, because if on radio I wanted to pause for 5 seconds before I ask the next question, it's not that awkward.
No.
You can't see me. But in television, it becomes incredibly awkward. Seconds feel like minutes.
Yeah.
That's why when you're on TV, it is much easier to be uncomfortable if you're caught, because it's a visual thing. You're going to look uncomfortable. In radio, much more casual. Like, the most successful radio guy probably in history is Howard Stern. And if you listen to him, he is constantly lost, constantly not knowing what he's doing next, constantly looking for a note on something. And it's just fine.
It's part of it.
It's fine. But if you were doing that on television, it would come across as like it would just be a totally different deal.
Yep.
And for Maria to be able to make a seamless transition, even in that moment, just to get to the next question and get this over with, I thought was pretty impressive. Because not everybody would have been able to do that, because, again, you're just caught off guard. Big thanks to Olivia Harlan Decker for joining me. Again, you can follow her on Twitter, @Olivia_Harlan. We'll be back with dinner
tonight. Come experience the newly renovated restaurant Iris, where modern meets elegant and fine dining meets a casual drink with friends. Sit down for a cocktail at our beautiful new bar and let Chef Kelly English and his team serve you snacks from the exclusive bar menu. Or come ready for a full course dinner. Enjoy the next chapter of one of Memphis's most beloved restaurants with our freshly updated dining room and innovative new menu. Now any night at Restaurant Iris can be a special occasion.
Hey y'all, this is Kelly English. Come see me at Restaurant Iris.
To me, the most important word in the world is dignity. There are certain God-given rights to be fed, to have shelter, medicine, and clothing. When many of our clients come to us, they face the great risk of losing much of what they have, in some cases, losing everything. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In one instant, an accident, a natural disaster, or the intentional acts of others can threaten our dignity. Whether it's the loss of a paycheck, paying medical bills, enduring a life of pain and suffering, or a claim with your own insurance company, or a business dispute, and you can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour, your dignity hangs in the balance. You only pay us if we recover for you. Let my firm fight for you, your family, and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500, right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your drives and celebrations on game day. Add in an available 12-inch touchscreen that's largest in its class, and you won't have trouble locating any stadium, home or away. See why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Get $8,800 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock, equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light duty pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. On 20% inventory of 2019 model year Ram 1500 models as of 9/5/18 while dealer stock lasts. Total values include combined cash allowances and $2,300 Bighorn package value. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1.
Before I was Queen Latifah, it was always my parents' dream for me to go to college. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is that I never finished. I'm sure they would have traded any of my walks down the red carpet to see me walk in a cap and gown. My mom always told me education is the key to unlocking your dreams. That's the kind of belief Strayer has in each and every student. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And that's what makes every class, every exam, all the hard work, and every diploma more rewarding. It makes us all proud. I tell every Strayer student I meet the same thing. Life has its peaks and valleys. It's all about how you handle yourself through those valleys. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of school, or if you're the first in your family to go to college, if you took time off to raise your kids, or if you're in one career but hear another calling. Get started. You can. Let's get it together at Strayer University. Go to strayer.edu to learn more.
Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Hurry to Kroger and save at the two-day-only digital sale. Friday and Saturday, select varieties of Kellogg cereal are 99 cents with card and coupon from Kroger.com.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in the Memphis market, that person, it's still Josh Hysaw, Keller Williams Realty. Lots of you have heard me talking about Josh for years now. One such person is Tanya. Tanya had a home out in Cordova. She wanted to sell it, so she listed it with Josh Hysaw. He used his cutting-edge marketing plan, sold it, very first day it was listed, for $4,000 above the asking price. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh will help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then if your home isn't sold 45 days, that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. So, if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle from a chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip brain to my wrist lock. Now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV. I'm a lover, not a fighter dog, but I've earned most trust in the title.
Eskins, King, and Marty. That's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marty. They provide expert legal representation in a way that's going to make you comfortable because you're going to be able to trust somebody's on your side and finding solutions to the problems you're facing. Problems like DUI charge, a simple possession charge, you're going through a divorce, got a custody situation, got a child support situation. None of those things are easy, but you're going to want to make sure you got top shelf legal representation, and you can get that with Eskins, King, and Marnie. Also, you're dealing with sexual misconduct, sexual harassment in the workplace. A new story. Like seemingly every week involving big people. Most recently, my employer. And so, more and more often, people are speaking up. And if you are considering doing that, make sure you know exactly what you're doing, how to do it, so there will be no missteps. Eskins, King, and Marty, they can help you with that. Phone number is 528-8888, 901-528-8888. Tell them Gary Parish told you to call. They'll be anxious to help you. It's Eskins, King, and Marty on the web, eskinsking.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff. We learned how much Drew Brees loves Baker Mayfield. We learned about the Seattle Storm dynasty. We learned about Nike stock. Not only recovering from the initial dip after the Colin Kaepernick announcement, but like closing today at an all-time high. At the height of Jordan, at the height of Tiger, Nike stock price has never been higher than what it is right now. So the demise of Nike that you heard so much about, how that boycott from your old stepdad.
If you bought, you'd be in good shape.
Was going to bring down Nike. Turns out.
Should have bought.
Turns out it's untrue. Nike couldn't be doing better. Online sales are up. Stock's at an all-time high. Turns out people aren't as offended by Colin Kaepernick as Facebook would like for you to believe. But we spend much of the show talking about Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
And really just rock music in general because he was in Memphis yesterday. And if you missed it earlier, the reason he was in Memphis is he is producing and co-producing a film that's going to be made about Sam Phillips. It's going to be a biopic on Sam Phillips. And it's supposedly going to star Leonardo DiCaprio. So Mick Jagger was here. Flew from London to here strictly for this. It wasn't like, hey, I'm going to be in the neighborhood. I'll just pop in. He came from there to here for this. To scout Sun Studio, to talk to some of the characters. That's why Jerry Lee Lewis was also at Sun. And so the way I launched into the conversation was I got a buddy, and his girlfriend is 24 years old. Sweetest girl in the world. But 24 years old, right? And so he told her, he's like, hey, did you hear Mick Jagger's in town? And she said, who's Mick Jagger? She didn't know.
Yeah.
And he thought that was bananas. And you might, I can see why you would think it's bananas if you are older. Because, like, it's unimaginable to think somebody doesn't know who Mick Jagger is. He's the front man, the super famous front man of one of the, I think you can reasonably say, two biggest bands of all time. If you say the Beatles are one, you can reasonably say the Rolling Stones are two.
Yeah.
And so if you, like, are my age, it would have been impossible to be 16 years old or 24 years old. Or any age, really, and not be familiar with who Mick Jagger is. But the reason, at least this is the reason I've settled on, is because when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, I graduated high school in 95. So my influential years are like, you know, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, like right on through there. I graduated college in 99 and high school 95. Rock bands were the biggest thing going. You know, that was a time where, I think when I was in maybe eighth grade, Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction comes out. They are immediately the biggest band in the world. They go from playing clubs in L.A. to Appetite gets released, Welcome to the Jungle gets played on MTV, Sweet Child of Mine becomes a hit, and they're the biggest band in the world. They're selling out arenas. Like, I saw them at the Pyramid, completely sold out. Soundgarden opened. Rock bands were what young people listened to. And if you were a successful rock band that connected with young people, you became a massive act immediately. Happened for Pearl Jam. They released 10, biggest band in the world. Nirvana releases Nevermind overnight, biggest band in the world. Alice in Chains became super big. You could do that as a rock band back then. Metallica. It wasn't after their first album, just like it wasn't for Nirvana after their first album. But Metallica, whatever album it would have been, if it was Master of Puppets or whatever. But, like, they become the biggest band in the world. And then you would listen to those bands, and you would inevitably trickle backwards. If you're going to own a Pearl Jam album or a Guns album, you're going to also own a Rolling Stones album or a Led Zeppelin album or a Pink Floyd album. Like, hey, we're listening to the biggest rock music in the 80s, the 90s. What was huge in the 70s? What was huge in the 60s? Oh, wow, the Beatles are cool. Oh, wow, I dig this Led Zeppelin song. Oh, wow, the Rolling Stones are awesome. Because you listen to the new rock music, you also listen to the old rock music. But young people these days do not listen to rock music. They just don't. I don't think it's possible for a rock band today to do what rock bands, basically any other rock decade could do, which is release an album and immediately become super big and start selling out arenas. Guns did it. Pearl Jam did it. Lots of rock bands could do it back then. Now, you can't because young people don't listen to your music. The rock bands that were big back then can still be big today. Pearl Jam can fill up an arena. Foo Fighters can fill up an arena. But a rock band can't release its debut album in 2018 and be a big deal in 2018. Evidence being this. You go to iTunes charts, and you click on songs, and you click on hip-hop rap. And the biggest rap songs, hip-hop songs in the world right now, it's all stuff that's just now been released. It's Post Malone. It's Kanye West. It's Cardi B. It's Travis Scott. It's Drake. It's Tekashi, so on and so forth. It's all new stuff. That's what people are listening to right now. You listen to rap, you listen to the new stuff. You go to the rock page, it's hilarious. Do this. It's AC/DC Back in Black is number 5. I grew up with Back in Black. And that's the 5th biggest rock song in the world right now? What? It's Metallica. It's old rock music. Because nobody listens to new rock music. The only people on iTunes listening to rock music are people my age and up listening to the bands we grew up with. And even we ain't really doing that. Young people, it's all hip-hop and rap. And so, if on the surface it seems crazy that somebody in their 20s might not know who Mick Jagger is or might not know who Paul McCartney is, there's actually a pretty decent explanation for it. It's because young people don't listen to rock music, so you don't know the rock icons. I mean, I still think lots of teenagers do. Maybe only because Mick Jagger was in a Maroon 5 song and Paul McCartney did a song with Kanye West and Rihanna. Like, maybe that's it. Ray Shrimmer did a Black Beatles song and name-dropped Paul McCartney. But young people aren't listening to rock music. And if you don't listen to rock music, you might not listen to the old rock music the way a different generation would. And so, like, if Mick Jagger would have walked into a high school yesterday here in Memphis, it is possible only a handful of people, not teachers, would have recognized. It would not have been possible for teenagers 20 years ago, but very possible for teenagers today for all the reasons I referenced.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Thursday night football. Ravens-Bengals. Paul Brown Stadium, Cincinnati, Ohio. Both teams are 1-0. The Ravens destroyed the Bills last week at home. Bengals beat the Colts on the road. Cincinnati, 1-point favorite tonight. If you're curious, Sportsline's Micah Roberts said, take the Bengals. Kick is scheduled for right around 7:20. I think you can watch it on the NFL Network.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, Rocky II's on Vice at 6 if you want to watch. I don't want to ruin it for you. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
Rocky beats Apollo in this one. This is the one where Rocky beats Apollo. Celebrity Family Feud featuring folks from Grey's Anatomy. Going to be on ABC 24 at 7. And the Oslo Diaries, which is a new docudrama, basically a reenactment of the 1993 Oslo Peace Accords. That's going to be on HBO at 7. Might find that interesting. Up late, Bill Burr is going to be on Conan. Judy Greer is going to be on Stephen Colbert. Blake Lively on Jimmy Fallon. Chainsmokers on Jimmy Kimmel. Olivia Munn going to be on James Corden. And Keira Knightley Going to be on Seth Meyers.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
So earlier today, I wrote a column. It's over at CBS Sports, and it's on the subject of mid-major scheduling because I've been thinking about it for a few weeks because Loyola Chicago released its non-league schedule, I think, last day of August, very end of August. And Porter Moser, who is the coach there, released it and then complained about it.
Oh.
And the reason is this. He said, I thought, we're coming off a Final Four. We're a preseason top 25 team for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we would be able to get games. I thought I could call an ACC school or a Big Ten school and get a home-and-home series. Hey, we'll come play you at your place, then next year you come play us at our place.
Yeah.
Because, we're good, and we've got some juice now. We're coming off a Final Four. We got Sister Jean. And he was like, nothing. Nobody would play me. He said he offered 75 different schools that are basically top 100 schools. Hey, please, will you do a home-and-home with us?
Yeah.
You can start it with us. We can start it with you.
Yeah.
We don't care where we play the first game. As long as we get one at our place, you get one at your place.
Right.
Everybody, literally everybody said no. The closest thing he could get was Maryland said, we'll pay you to come play us in Baltimore. And he said, okay. But he's complaining about it. Like I'm coming off a Final Four, and I'm getting balked.
Wow.
And so the initial reaction to that from other mid-major coaches and college basketball pundits was this sucks. High major coaches need to be better about this. And the point I make in the column is that's tweeting at a politician who lies on Twitter every day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.